Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Don't Be Salty on Our Relationship.
Grab your salt, take a seat. We ain't looking for a fight. Relationship questions gonna be answered on tonight. My panelists ain't analysts, ain't sweating your confessions. Comedians answering light-hearted questions. Gonna tell you my thoughts and spill my mind. If you don't like it, don't be salty. Where's the salt you need on you? I said my auntie, and you know this, do you salty? Man, you so salty.
About 3 weeks ago, he was on Kevin Hart's Real Husbands of Hollywood show. And we also have actor Damien S. Johnson with us tonight. So, whoa, I got everybody on my show. Okay. So I'm going to play a quick song, and then we're going to come back and get started with the show. Tonight we're talking about dating, do's, don'ts, and disasters. So if you have any dating disasters you want to tell us about or some dating tips, call in.
I called you hot girl, sweet thing. Your chicken head and shouty or hate at thickums. I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking this way for so long, girl. But that don't make it right to call you down peace, my jump off or my baby mama. I called you the B word, the H word, or anything else I wanna. And the sad reality is you don't hear this just from me. It's everywhere you go all day long, girl. And that's just wrong, girl. So from now on, I'll only call you a princess, a goddess, and flesh of my flesh. You're majestic, precious, the best of the best. The Lord created you, 'cause he looked at men and knew that we could never make it on our own, girl. And I thank God each day for making you so soft, so sweet, like a fresh strawberry. I wanna bite you. Love is necessary for me to be great as I am. I need you in my corner, and I'm gonna make sure you know that you're my treasure, and I'm so much better. you might be the one that I've been waiting on for such a long time. Hey girl, what'd you say if I gave you my phone number? Maybe you can call me up later on. We can talk about, oh, so many things. You can tell me what's on your mind, I can tell you what's on my mind. I'm not trying to pressure you, I just want to get to know you. I'm not trying to waste your time, I just want to make you mine. The way you make me feel is sad, even though I don't know your name. Oh, I'm looking for love.
Welcome back to the Don't Be Salty, All About Relationships talk show. How's everybody doing tonight? My special guests are actor, comedian, Dannon Green. How you doing, Dannon? Are you there?
Hey, 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 D Green calling
hey,
from L.A. What's up,
how
buddy?
You doing? All the way from the West Coast. Hey, Dannon
hey.
Green into his house. And
what
I have
do?
Actor Damian S. Johnson on the line, too. Damian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, Damian? Good to hear you.
hey, how you doing?
Okay. So I have two new guests on the Don't Be Salty show tonight. And I'm so happy that you guys agreed to be my panelists tonight because I'm trying to get some fresh blood in here, And the way that we do it on Don't Be Salty is I don't take anything too serious. We throw out a topic and we just talk about it. If you say something that we're not crazy about, we will throw some salt on your ass.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know, tonight we were just talking about, dating, do's, don'ts, and disasters. And, you know, we just putting it out there. I said that we could give some advice to people. We could take some calls if anybody had any disasters or whatever. But are you guys up for it?
Yeah, come on, bring it on.
Okay, sounds good to me. Now, let me ask you guys, now, is anybody on the panel married or in a relationship?
Nope.
So we don't have to worry about nobody going home and nothing happening to them after this show.
Shoot, if I were dating somebody, I wouldn't have to worry about it.
You didn't have to worry about it. Okay,
that's all.
All right. So, what do you guys see as some dating do's, don'ts, or disasters? What do you see that probably people shouldn't do? And I'll give you an example. Like, I guess it's not really an example of a dating do or don't, but on my other shows, I have this question that I ask. I say, you go on your first date, and, you know, your date is sweet, but their breath is tart. Do you give them a second chance or not? Do you think that's like, I think that's a dating disaster right there. What do you guys think? Would you give that person a second chance?
You can go first.
What do you say, David?
I may take one. If the second one come out, you still the same way, then I'll have to let you. I have to dismiss my services. You know what I mean? I may have
right.
to, you know, because I don't know, you know, either way to, I don't know either way to say it. But I
right.
mean, you know, people, that's a sensitive little subject.
Right. Well, you know, to me, that's a dating disaster because, I mean, I feel like you should have checked all that before you left out the house. You know what I'm saying? And I will throw some salt in that person. They come to me with some stank-ass breath. Uh-uh. No. What do you think, Dannon?
You're supposed to go after me and him go. You can't say what you going to do. Now it don't sound right.
I know. And you know what?
Now
I'm going to
throw
some
salt on you right now. What's wrong with you?
Oh, shoot. Dannon knows this game too good. Oh, man.
I'm going to get your opinion. But
okay, so what do you say, Dannon?
She gets clipped the first date.
That's right.
I don't play that.
That's what I think. That's what I'm saying. Don't be coming up.
I got my don'ts. I don't know if you want to know them all, but I got my pet peeves, and that's one of them.
Okay.
If you can't have good hygiene, I'm done.
That's right. Thank you, Dan and Green. You need to be on all of my shows. You know, I had some old desperate, I don't know if they're desperate or what, talking about, you know, give him a, he might have not known, and he probably he didn't know. I don't think so. That ain't that. Dan, what are some of your other don'ts?
Here's the first deal. First of all, you talked about the breath. Okay, now if y'all haven't had dinner and y'all haven't had onions or something like that, his breath is, or her breath was kicking from the get, man, I'm done.
Uh-huh.
That's a no-no.
That's right.
Okay,
exactly.
So that's the first thing. Next pet peeve. Don't be on your phone. If you're on your cell phone today, I'm done.
Exactly.
That means I'm
okay. That's because they're not giving you the
you
top
ain't
priority.
Me enough. I'll play that phone call. And don't tell me you're checking on your kids because you should have checked on before you left.
Wait a minute, Dennis. Because I do check on my kids.
Hey, bro, you know they be doing that. Hey, what you doing? I'm just checking on my kids. Nobody want to hear that. If you checking on your kids, I'm
sure. That is true. If they're checking on them a little bit too much, then something's wrong.
Yeah, ain't nobody checking 20 minutes straight.
Right. First of all, I remember I went out with this one girl, and I said, how old is your kid? Oh, she's 20. Shit. The hell she want to know what you're doing for there? I don't want to hear that.
You know what's so funny? I had a similar conversation like this today. But yeah, continue. I'm not guilty of doing it continuously, but I see where you're coming from, and I totally agree with that.
Right, no phone. And I ain't just talking about the kids. I'm just talking about you got to do your phone, texting your girl, whatever.
Right.
Because I always tell people, especially as a stand-up comic, when I have shows, I tell people in the audience, look, if you can't be without your phone for an hour and a half and enjoy your life, you have a screwed-up life.
Mm-hmm.
So number one pet peeve, though.
Mm-hmm.
You better be
number one.
If you're late, that's cool.
If you're late, you get no more dates.
Right.
I don't want to hear nothing else.
What is the time period or the grace period of like how late? Like say the date is at 8:00. What leeway will you give them?
Okay, so here's the situation. Let me tell you why it's a pet peeve.
Uh-huh.
Because women always get mad at men if a man like if I call you at 4:00 this afternoon and go, hey, you wanna go out? The first thing you gonna say is, oh, I must have been the last choice. Or how many who did you go? Why are you calling me so late? Right?
You're right,
so
that's true.
When I ask a woman out, I may ask you out on Monday or Tuesday for Friday. Like, look, hey, you wanna go out on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, if I call you 2 or 3 days in advance for a date, man, outside of death and a car accident, you should be ready because you know you got that date. Don't tell me you're getting your hair done. And if you're going to be late, then at least you got to give me an hour, call ahead. Tell me, like, hey, you know what? I'm running a little late.
Yeah.
Because
I
had to go without. Yeah, come on. It's just inconsiderate. Because what you're telling me now is my time is not important to you. Me asking you out wasn't important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Communication is key. Communication is really key.
Man, forget communication, bro. Be on time. Come on, Bill. Because if a man is, come on, it's like you know what it is. Like for instance, okay, I'm gonna tell you a true story that happened to me in grad school. I was trying to get with this girl. She was a PhD student. I was working on my master's. Beautiful woman, woman. And I've been trying to get with her for the whole quarter in school. And all my boys were like, man, you never get that one. You never get it. You know, blah, blah, blah. This lady, she was a woman. She was about 5-10 years older than me in grad school. She was bad. And I broke her down. And she said, you know what? She said, hey, why don't you come over for dinner on Friday? I said, okay. I was an hour and a half late.
Oh, my God. What?
Because this is before cell phones and all that stuff. No, I was about an hour and a half late. About at least an hour late.
Wow.
I came to her crib, knocked on the door, because I was young, stupid, running. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And And then she goes, yeah, I ain't care. I was just doing me. So then, but this was the kicker, and this is when I learned. Mm-hmm. We were having dinner. I was about to hit the gold mine. She had beer, wine, shrimp. I mean, she
wow.
really went, so I guess she finally said, I like this brother's style. And
right,
guess what?
Right.
We was having dinner, and she looked at me across the table. This is a true story. She looked at me across
uh-huh.
the table. She didn't even yell at us. She just looked at me and said, you know, I knew you was going to be late.
Wow.
Man, that killed me. She was waiting for me to mess up. And guess what? Never got with her. We friends to this day, but never got with her.
Mm.
And from that day on, I'm never late.
You knew how important that was.
Yeah. People time
wow,
is important.
That's crazy.
So any man listen to that conversation, or any woman,
mm-hmm.
if you got a date with a dude or something, he late, man, leave the
mm-hmm.
ass and tell him to meet you there.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm never late. I'm
yeah.
never late. Even tonight when I
mm-hmm.
told you I was going to call you, 7:05,
yep.
what time I called?
Right. Yep. Right on the dot. Yep, 10:05, exactly. Wow. Man, Damien, what do you have to say to that?
Well,
have you,
going back to what, have I what?
No, I said, what do you have to say to that?
As far as him, as far as the lateness or
mm-hmm.
the whole thing. No,
mm-hmm.
I feel I know exactly what you're saying because again, like, you know, time is valuable for people. I mean, people have time to be wasting. You know what I mean? I mean, if
mm-hmm.
I look at it like this, man, if you want to be there on time, you'll be there. If you got enough respect for somebody, you'll be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Getting there all late, you know, you kind of take it like it's a game, like it's a joke or something like that. When it's not, you
that's
know,
true.
Lateness is definitely, you know, lateness is definitely a big pet peeve. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just know to,
that's
you know,
true.
be there really early. You know what I mean?
Right.
Late, what they say, when you're on time, you're late, and when you're early,
you're
on time.
You're late. Look, it's just like acting.
Yo.
If my call time is 1:00, and I pop
mm-hmm.
up at 1, I'm late.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're gonna
be
looking
right.
for me,
yep.
and if I and trust and believe in Hollywood, if your call time is 1, that don't mean you gonna be going on set at 1. You may not go on set till 3,
nope.
but they want to know
right.
you in the house.
Yep.
And if you 5 or 10 minutes late, they're gonna be calling. Hey, we were just wondering where
that's
you were
right.
at. You could be. I said, oh,
right.
they want to know. You can't be
mm-hmm.
late.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're right about
ladies,
that one.
All the ladies that's listening. Get your hair done, get everything done, and don't be late on a date because
and don't,
that is
and don't be giving us none and don't give us none of that. Oh, you know, women are always late. That's what they said to me.
Right.
Oh, that's
okay, what
yeah,
I'm
always
leaving.
I'm always leaving. Yeah. Yeah.
So if they're late, you leaving them.
I mean, what do we? Let me ask you a question. I won't be talking male shoulders. I won't talk a hard ass. But check it out. If
uh-huh.
I'm like, if a man takes your ass a woman out, a true man, I ain't
mm-hmm.
talking about none of these thugs,
mm-hmm.
hard stuff, but a man
right.
asks a woman
right.
out,
mm-hmm.
and I say I'm gonna be there by 7:30. You don't know what he got planned. Then it may be
right,
at 8.
Right.
You don't know him. And see about me. When I go out, I'm excited. I'm ex-
mm-hmm.
you know, my thing is like, oh, I got
mm-hmm.
to. Not that I don't have, because I am. But I'm saying I don't care if it's one girl or 5 different girls throughout the whole week. I'm excited, no matter who. So if I ask you,
wait, you said 5 different girls? Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I'm using that as an example because some people.
Right.
No, the reason
I'm
saying that is because no, I'm gonna tell you what I'm saying
mm-hmm.
because if you're dating that person for a little bit, then people take you for
mm-hmm.
granted. So it's different to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited every time I'm gonna take you out.
Right.
So you
right.
gotta be ready. You know what I mean? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. That's true because you don't know what somebody has planned. They might have something special planned where they had to like. Put everything
yeah.
all in advance or yeah, so that's true. I could totally feel that. I could feel that totally. So far we said the breath, that's a no go. Somebody on
mm-hmm.
the phone, that's a no go. And being
that's
on time,
that's a big no go.
Is a yeah. Which one is a big no go for you? The phone?
Yeah,
what
phone
you
that's
say that
no go, man. Yeah, that's a big one, man. That phone, man. I'm
like,
buddy,
like
I don't play that, man.
You had experience with that. You had experience with that.
I've had a couple of experiences with a phone, you know, was out, but I definitely address it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we're out. You know what I'm saying? Let's build. Mm-hmm. Let's talk. Let's do what we do. You know what I mean? We ain't got time to be on the phone. You know what I mean? Not showing me.
Right.
You know, it's like disrespectful in a sense. You know what I mean?
You know, and I hear that a lot. I hear people saying that they go out with people and they're on the phone and this, that, and the other. One person said that they was now, this is a male friend told me he was out to dinner with somebody and the girl's phone rang and the face popped up and it was the guy, a guy's face popped up, you know, and the name was My Baby. And he was like, oh man, let's go. I don't, it was like, you know, let's go. So,
man, let that happen to me.
Man, I know. I'm
gonna take
that's
it out. Hey, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna still take her out,
listen,
and I'm gonna order separate.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna let her order what she want, and then I'm gonna get separate checks. Tell her, let her pay for. Let my baby
hey.
Pay for.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to say. Let her baby pay for. Call her baby. Baby, I need some help paying for this bill.
Yeah, why?
Wow.
Say, you can do something. I'm good. I'm straight. I'm
and
so
that brings up. Yeah, that brings up another subject, you guys. Okay, so you're on your first date. Does it matter who's paying? Is that like a do or don't, or does it matter, you know? Has that come up before? Like, oh, you know, a big deal about who's paying or whatever?
You want to go, bro? Go, D.
No, man. I've been with different type women. You know, I've been with some who, you know, they're on that traditional, you know, the unspoken agreement the man's supposed to pay. You know, I don't know. Who,
mm-hmm.
And I've been women who don't mind, you know, going half. I've been women who wanna pay for the whole meal. And last time,
mm-hmm.
a woman told me, my last date, a woman told me, she was like, you know, women like to be taken out. Women like to be complimented. Women like to be, you know, going to a nice restaurant or, you know,
wine
treated good. She said, we want it, so why can't we do it to a man? You know what I mean?
Oh.
I was like, that's cool. Yeah, I've met different types, you know, so.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. That's cool. Well, that's cool. But
me.
You ain't gonna find me saying that though. I'm just keeping it real.
Why not?
Okay.
Why not? Why would you say
well,
it? No, listen.
Well,
why would
you
say
know,
it?
I always say that on my show. I the only reason I am interjecting a little bit because I'm the only female tonight. But I usually don't give my opinion, just like Dan said. I really don't usually give my opinion because I said that show would be called Shit I've Been Through. That wouldn't be called Don't Be Salty Show. But, I mean, on the first date, I just wouldn't. If I got to know that person and, you know, and we were cool and we were kicking it, then I would. But just on the first date, I just wouldn't. That's just something I wouldn't do. But, No, Dan, do you mind, you know, paying all the time, or what if some woman says,
no,
you know, she expects you to pay for it?
This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
If I invite you out,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay for it.
Now,
you
that
know, if
makes
I say, hey, you want to go
that
out?
That makes
now,
sense.
Now,
right.
Now, but when,
yeah.
but when I invite you out,
mm-hmm.
you better not touch the check, which
right.
means don't
That's
look at
true.
To see what the
That's
cost is. Because unless if you want
right.
to look at see what the cost is, you pay for it. Now,
that's
if we go out more
yeah,
than one
yeah.
time,
yeah.
If we go out more than one time, then I'm not going to say anything, but I am going to see
mm-hmm.
if you are willing to go, hey, you know, I got it, or babe, I got this one.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
if you don't do it, I'm not going to say nothing. But
mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example of what happened to me before. I went out with this girl
mm-hmm.
one time. Cause I actually have a joke that I talk about like that. I went out with this girl before. Took
mm-hmm.
her out to eat lunch, expensive lunch in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Three bites. Well, no, that's a whole nother subject. Them not eating their food. But anyway, I took her out, and
okay.
she didn't pay. And then I took
okay.
her out again, and she didn't pay. And see, my thing is, if I take you out more than one time, and then you don't even say one time, like, hey, you know what, let me get it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Like at least
and
offer.
I don't, the thing
yeah.
is,
yeah.
yeah. But the thing is, I'm not like I used to be. When I was younger, I'd be like, damn, you know, I'll say something, but now I just won't ask you out again.
Mm-hmm.
Simple
right,
thing.
Right.
I just don't do it.
Yeah. Because ain't nobody got time for all that.
But see, most
yeah.
of the women, most women that I've gone out with have class, and they'll pay. If I'm like,
mm-hmm.
even if I'm not, mm-hmm. I got it. You know what I'm saying? So I really haven't had that problem. I think I have a lot of,
right.
I've had more problems with younger girls because they, you know,
mm-hmm.
watching too much of that,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
Atlanta Housewives, whatever they be watching, thinking that's how it's going to be.
Right.
It ain't going to be like,
mm-hmm.
nope.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah, you're right
and I agree with that. So, but otherwise, so the pan, that's not like a big deal to you guys.
Yeah, and I agree with that. First of all, if my man invited a woman out, you should be able to pay anyway, just in case she ain't got enough money
mm-hmm.
or the wallet
right,
or
right.
she loses.
Mm-hmm.
So you should always have money to cover the date anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if I invite
that's
you out, okay. If I invite you out, take you to a high class restaurant, that means I got to have the money to pay. I'm not gonna take you to a nice
mm-hmm.
restaurant. Okay? Would you get a salad and a half a steak? You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't sound right.
Yeah.
Exactly. right. So I think we pretty much covered all the don'ts. What do you guys think?
No. We didn't cover one other one.
Uh-oh. Come on. Bring it on, Danny. Bring it on. What is it?
Well, what I was about to say, taking a woman out and then she don't eat her whole meal.
Oh, shoot. Uh-oh.
that... Now, you do
she
refuse hey, bro, to say something on the grounds that
it might
incriminate my ass.
$30 $40
Yeah, and bro, I took a girl out one time for the same this chick. I took her out for an expensive
uh-huh.
lunch. She took 3 bites. Talk about you know what? I think I'm just gonna take this home and have it for you know, dinner later one night. So I ain't say nothing.
What?
Like, all right, cool.
Oh,
you know.
Heck no.
I took it out again.
I took it out for dinner.
The bra took 3 or 4 bites and then go, you know what? I think I'm just take this home for lunch. I was like, I'm feeding this bra all through the week or I'm feeding somebody else. This shit is over. So if I take you out to eat dinner, finish your meal.
Uh-huh.
Well,
right.
you better be down
right.
to like a half a teaspoon or something before you take it home. There better not be no 2 plates.
You was trying to live off of that.
Women do that. Do women not do that?
I ain't that bad. I ain't going to lie.
That wasn't a question. It ain't about you. Do women not do that?
That's true.
Do women not do that?
Crazy.
They eat a couple
of
bites, and then what's the excuse? Well, maybe she don't want to eat in front of with them shit. Then the folks that go out to dinner.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. You ever had that happen to you, Damien?
I don't think I have.
No. Oh. So you got some hungry girls that you be taking out.
Yeah, they finish their meals with me. I know one thing, man, that's like a pet peeve of mine. I don't like, I can run with anybody who's loud.
You
who's
breaking
like ratchet.
Up something.
I don't do ratchet. They give me
Wait, say that again. You don't do what?
I don't do the ratchet. They give me a headache.
Okay, so what do you mean by ratchet? What's ratchet to you?
Ratchet is no home training, loud. Rude, or not loud and out.
Acting cool. Trying to be seen out in public.
You only want to tell the store. They're ready to cut the wages out for nothing.
Oh, man. I hate. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Bro, I have you said that, man. I hate that. And you know what I hate more? You ever go with a broad?
What's that?
Go out with a girl, and then everything she ordered, she got to go sit back. My drink, it's not, I ain't having like this. if you don't drink that damn drink.
I'll see. I know exactly what you're talking about, man. Stay cool.
I'm laughing because my brother's like that. I don't care if you go to McDonald's with him. He got to take his fries back because the fries ain't hot enough or ain't salty enough or something like that. But look,
to me, those are people that are just insecure. Those are just insecure, need attention people. Ain't nobody. I went out with a girl one time. She was a friend of mine. But every time I go out, I just stopped going out with her. We wasn't even dating. Every time we go out, she got to send a drink back. I didn't order it. Like, I'm like, you know what? It's a damn beer. I know they can't change it. I can't. Get out of here.
What is this? She sent a beer back?
No, I'm playing. I'm joking, but that's how bad it was.
Yeah, pretty bad.
But see, bro, you gotta remember, man, I live in L.A., man. I live in there where
right,
you think
right.
everything should be catered to them. So I'm just keeping it 100.
Right, right. Right.
Yeah. Crazy idea.
So
both
once
crazy
you can tell somebody's like that the first time, huh?
Excuse me?
You can tell somebody's like that the first time you go out with them, huh?
Well, you know, see, the thing about me is, yeah, you can. But I don't. My thing is, when I'm on a date, because if you talk so long, somebody's going to show themselves. And then what I do is I just observe. So I'm just observing and watching their style. And, it may not take the first date, but, you know, by the second date or so, you're going to find out who that person is through conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, I mean, I can't, like you said, I can't go out with a girl that's loud. I love a girl when I have fun, but if you got to be louder than everybody in the club, or in the situation, or overly laugh.
Yeah,
that's a problem. That's a problem. Yeah, that's a big problem. Because they try to be seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can only imagine once they get comfortable with you, you can only imagine it's going to get worse. They're going to get louder and they're going to act more of a fool than ever. So that's true.
Well,
they ain't going to be able to get that comfortable with me because I'm going to cut them off when they get that loud.
Hey, me too, man.
Exactly.
Let me say something. It's a thing about my mom used to say, have some cooth about yourself. Being able to be in the moment. Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to act in the moment, you don't need to be out. And I just don't like, I don't like men or women that do that. I'm like, come on, man, you ain't got to see, you have to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just have a good time within what we're doing.
Right. Exactly. I feel you guys on that one. Shoot. Well, I'm going to play a very quick song, and then we're going to come back and talk about some dating disasters that you guys have experienced, and some dating do's, what you do look for in a date. So you guys still with me?
Yeah, we're still with you.
Okay, I'm going to come right back, and we're going to end it out like that.
They say I'm crazy, the way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging, the way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride. Ooh. It's love, it's love, it's love. Ooh. It's love, it's love, it's love. They say I'm ripping the way you got my whole life flipping. Ooh. They say
on the Don't Be Salty All About Relationships talk show. My special guest, Dannon Green, and actor-comedian Dannon Green and actor Damian S. Johnson. Are you guys still with me?
What are my credits?
Well, come on, tell us what you've been up to, Dan.
No, you're supposed to tell them about my Real Husbands of Hollywood that just aired. People might have seen that. I want to hear on that.
Get it.
I did. You wasn't on. I already
plug
did.
It.
I did. See?
Plug
go ahead, tell
it.
Them.
Plug it in. Plug it in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. I didn't hear it, bro. My bad. Nope.
No,
you did. You did.
I want to hear it again. No, I want to hear it.
Nah, I trust you.
So, look, we're talking about dating, do's, don'ts, and disasters, okay? I want to ask you guys, some scenarios, and you tell me what you think. Or matter of fact, I had another show where I said, if you get to the altar, and, you know, what would somebody have to do or what would have to happen that you say, oh, hell no, this is off as of right now. So what would have to happen on a date that you say, you know what, let's go home right now. We cutting this short right here now. What would they have to do that would make you feel like that?
You want to go
first? I mean, would
first,
anything
bro.
Be the...
No, you can go first, bro.
Mine's is, if I'm out on a date with you, and I don't care if you talk to people or whatever, but if you start giving, especially if it's the first date, and you start giving a dude a little more rhythm, I'm not going to say nothing to you. But that's going to be the last time you ever hear from me. You're not
that's
even going
right.
to know why you didn't hear from me.
That's right.
Because,
don't be paying attention to anybody else.
Right. Well, the thing is, I don't check women. I don't believe in doing all that stuff no more. So what I'm saying is, if... Are you there?
Uh-huh.
Hello? Okay, I didn't know my phone.
Yeah.
My thing is like this. It ain't my spot to check the dude. So if a dude starts talking to you, it's yours to say, oh, you know, I'm on a date with him or whatever. If I come back, go to the bathroom, come back, or a guy says, hey, what's up? Because, you know, if you go out with a cool girl, she look good, you expect it to do. Somebody going to say hi, especially if he don't know if you would her. But if the dude don't know, and then it's up to you to tell him. But if you start getting a little bit more rhythm, shit. Matter of fact, you can take her home if you want. That's just how I do it.
Right. Exactly.
I'm telling you, it'll save a lot of men heartache, headaches, and jail time. That's how you do it.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So if they giving somebody else some attention, they talking a little bit too damn much to the next person, that's a good reason. You know, time to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a done deal. You know what I mean? Because my thing is that I'm at that point in my career and life is that I ain't trying to lose. I ain't trying to have too many headaches. So if a person, you know, if a person interested in you, you know, anybody will go out with you. But if they're interested in you, then they're going to have respect for you. If they don't have respect for you, why are you putting out?
Exactly. That makes sense. Okay. All right. Is there anything, Damian, that a person could do? And somebody is chewing gum. And I can hear
not
it.
Me.
It sound like you.
All right, I'll take it out.
Damn. You thought you were eating a rib over there. Shit. That nigga was rib. I was like, send me some.
I was like, give me some steak. Well, it wasn't steak.
My bad.
Salt.
Dang it. Let me lick
my
the
bad.
Bone. Shit.
So look, David, if you're out on a date, is there anything that somebody could do that could say, okay, we cutting this shit short, let's go home?
I say, man, like me, I don't like going on a date and feeling like I gotta pull teeth to get a conversation out of you. Like if you just drive.
Oh yeah.
If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I have
hell
to
no,
act
you
like I'm you know, like
home.
It turns to it. Yeah, it turned to an interview.
Yeah.
Like I got a dang on. You know what I mean? Like it's an interview. Like for me to get a simple answer out of you, I got to jump over the moon to get a half answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or you just don't have no substance. You don't know nothing. You know, we can't build together. Or I'm way over your head in conversation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I really, I can't
so
stand that.
So something like that happened, you're just going to be like, okay, let's go.
It's gonna keep cut kind of short. The curtain call coming kind of fast. fat lady singing.
She's, okay.
You know what I mean?
Because the way that you avoid the trouble, man, you just don't say nothing. You just be like, all right. You just take a footnote.
Right.
And then you just don't, you know, you just don't call back. Or why you call back?
Exactly.
I don't think it's a fit. It ain't, you know.
Right.
And that's the main thing. And then if she keeps crying, well, you know why, you know, then you be honest with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if most women look at it, some people, men and women look at it like, oh, well, you got problems. No, I ain't got no problem. It's just that. The problem is nobody wants to hear the truth. And the truth is, if you did something, to make you upset in the day, I would hope that you would tell me instead of just let me linger with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, we do have a caller. Caller, if you would like to say something, press the number 1. And that's equivalent to raising your hand, and I will buzz you in, and you can talk to these fine gentlemen that we have on tonight. So, caller, if you would like to speak, press number 1, and I will buzz you in. So, oh, and the caller does want to speak. Are you guys ready for your caller?
I would love to hear a caller. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see what they got to say. Hey, caller, you are live on the Don't Be Salty show, all about relationships with actor Danny Green and actor Damian S. Johnson. How you doing tonight?
Fabulous. How are you doing?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Jan Bush, and I just picked
Jan,
up on the show.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Now, Jan is an actress, too.
What is this, a family reunion or something? Yeah, I know what you're
now, Jan.
Right. I figure she knows where all the good men are, so I called in.
I knew you.
Now, Jan.
I want pictures.
Okay. Now, Jan, do you have any dating do's, don'ts, or any personal dating disasters that you want to share? Or do you want some dating advice from these guys?
Well, I guess I was thinking about the disasters, and since I've been divorced twice and I've been single for 20 years, I think pretty much it's all been a disaster. I decided there was one thing in common, and it was me, so I backed out. But the worst one I ever had was a blind date. And my girlfriend is so excited because one of them is her boyfriend. Well, I opened the door up.
You said your date was her boyfriend?
One of the two guys was her boyfriend. Well, I opened that door up. One was this scrawny little thing that looked like Gomer Pyle, and the other one had a huge, huge scar and looked like Herman Munster.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And I didn't know which one was mine. And finally she pointed out the one, and Herman Munster was hers. I was so thankful to get Gomer Pyle.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So are you guys still together?
No.
But how did the date turn out, though?
It was bad. I was sweating it that it would get over. I guess the only thing I really want to say is, used to, I would go out just to get a meal. But I've gotten in my old age. I tell you.
Jan,
I would.
You know
I
what? I don't usually do this, Jan, but I'm throwing some salt on my collar.
All right. Oh, baby. Oh, ow. Ooh, ow. Ooh.
Well, I want to hear her. Does she have a question? Does your caller have a question?
Well, tell me, do you like big women?
Well, it depends what you call big. If you notice that me and this gentleman never said none of our pet peeves was how a woman look. It's what you do.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know what I signed up to. It depends on how much bourbon you've got in me.
Listen. Again, obviously means it must not be an issue for neither one of us if that's what the case. Am I right, bro? I don't want to speak for you, but we haven't made any mention about how a woman look. We talked about what y'all do.
Right.
That's the pet peeve.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, well, I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna get back out, and I'm gonna listen some more.
Okay, Jan, they getting a little bit too hot and heavy for you, huh? Thank you for calling.
Can't hang in the kitchen. She's too hot. She can't cook.
Thanks so much for calling, Tim. Now, we have another caller. Caller, if you would like to speak, press number one, and I will put you on with Dannon Green and Damian Johnson. So press number one, caller, if you have a dating do, don't, or disaster. We want to hear from you and see what you have to say. Okay, and they do want to speak. All right. Caller, you are live on the Don't Be Salty All About Relationships show. Hey, what's your name?
Latrice.
Hey, Latrice, how you doing? Thanks for calling the Don't Be Salty show. So you're on live with Dannon. Good. You're on live with Dannon Green and Damian S. Johnson. Do you have a dating do, don't, or disaster, Latrice?
A disaster.
A disaster.
Oh, well, I'll go with my question. I'll go with my question instead of my disaster.
Okay.
So here's my question. Today, in today's society,
wait, you're breaking up. You're breaking up, Latrice.
I can't hear.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is, it's hard to date because a lot of men are intimidated by intelligence or, like, the strength in a woman. So my question to you is, why is that so? You have so many entrepreneurs and so many strong women that actually really want to date or find that perfect mate. Why is it so hard to find a good person to go out on a date with?
That's a great question, Latrice. Whoa. Okay.
Do you want to go first, D?
No, you can go ahead, bro.
You sure?
Damien,
yeah,
got to think about that.
All right, let me tell you, first of all, I don't believe that. I believe, because I hear that a lot from women. They say, well, men are intimidated. I don't think it's a situation that men are intimidated. Either you got a mature man or you don't have a mature man.
Yeah.
A man is mature, he ain't going to be intimidated. That's the first thing.
Secondly,
whether you're an entrepreneur or not, because I've dated women with a lot of money and I've dated women with no money. It don't make a difference to me. But my question is your attitude with your money. See, if you say this is my money, like I dated a girl that owned her own hair salon, and we had an argument one time, and I helped her, motivate her to get the salon. I mean, she was the first black owner of a salon on Melrose. I mean, big time. She's a big time celebrity hairstylist. I'm not going to say her name. But I helped encourage her to get the salon, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't care how much money she had. And then we had a little argument one time in the salon. She goes, don't you yell at me in my salon. See, it's your attitude behind it. So I don't think a lot of men are – women like to say that. I like to see – like I can't meet you, but I like to see what your attitude or your personality is with your money. And what I mean by that is not in terms of giving, but how you are, how you present yourself. Because if you present yourself as a normal person, then they're going to take you as being normal. But if you present yourself as someone better than what you might want to meet, then that's the problem. And in today's society, it ain't that it's hard. It's just that men don't have to, and women don't have to put up with it that much anymore. There's too many people eligible. So if you're going to act, if a man or woman going to act snobby with what they got, why should somebody hang around for that? Be like, all right, baby girl, you got yours, do yours. And then the first thing a woman says, or a man says is, oh, she's intimidated by what I got. I ain't intimidated by what you got. But the fact is, what you got is obviously changing your perception and your attitude and how you act as a person.
Exactly, and I totally agree with that. I see what you're saying. So it's not about it's really about the person, whether their maturity level is up to par or not, whether they can handle it.
And then how the person acts that has. I mean, know, if you act a particular way, like I don't know you, ma'am. Can I ask the age range you're in?
I'm 36.
Okay, so you're 36. So you, young girl, considered mid. But I won't say middle age. You're a young girl because you're 36. We won't be middle age until you get to 40 something. You're young. You know, probably look good. Keep your stuff tight. Blah 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 blah. Ride tight. Okay. Now the question is, what kind of attitude you have behind it? Can a man approach you? Do you have it like a man can approach you? Do you have the attitude that if I got a lot, he has to have a little bit more than me? Because that's the attitude that's wrong. Because everybody ain't going to have more than you, and nobody going to have less than you. So it's how you present yourself. You could be in Atlanta or you could be in Alaska. Attitude is the same.
It's
the same results.
Exactly. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my thing has always been, I think when you live, like I've lived across the country, but definitely living in L.A. and being in the Hollywood scene and seeing how, you know, what money can do to people and what it can't do to people, or what, you know, it's like now it's the attitude behind it. Because I've known some women that have a lot, and they just cool, laid back. You wouldn't know they have a dime. You know what I'm saying? And their attitude is like, as long as you're good, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You see, East Coast women, where I grew up on the East Coast is different, Philly. Because East Coast women are like, as long as you come home, got a good attitude, you can be working at a department store, I'm good with it. They don't care what you have or what you don't have. So the question is, ma'am, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. The question is, how do you act? What is your response when a man approaches you, or what kind of guys, how do you dress? How do you act? Because that's what you're going to get attracted to, or that's what's going to either run from you.
What do you have to say to that, Latrice? Do you feel like your presence or your appearance or whatever has anything to do with how a man responds to your success?
No, I can't say I am cocky at times. I try not to.
I
can be honest.
There it is, right there.
But that's good. That's good.
Because
when
my bank account is sitting a certain way, then yes, I may look and say, okay, I can buy this for myself. Like, that money that you have doesn't impress me. So therefore, you got to bring me something else to the table besides your money.
See, but you didn't say that.
The attitude is kind of different.
But you didn't say that, though. Hold up, Racine. She didn't say that, see? She said that men are intimidated by what she has, but she didn't say that she goes, oh, well, my bank account says this, so I'm not impressed with what you bring. So, that's it. If you're single, I can see the issue right there. Sorry, Racine, but you got to come correct, baby girl, or you're going to be single.
Look, I'm sorry, Latrice. Let me just do this real fast first. This is the first time in history I'm putting salt on two of my callers.
I got a question for Latrice. Like, as far as the men you type, do you have a certain requirement of the figures that they bring in each year? Did they make a list or something? You don't?
No, I don't. Now, I do attract wealthy men, but no, I don't have a requirement of it.
Okay.
You got to have requirements, Drake. You know why? I don't believe what you're saying. You know why? Because if it's not, you would say what they have, what they don't have doesn't impress you. So my thing is...
I say that because you have some men that don't actually throw in your face, like on a date. Just for an example, I went out with a guy. And the whole night it was, I make this amount of money, I make that. Shorty, I can buy you whatever you want. And so that was, to me, that was a turnoff. And that's when the cockiness comes out. Like, dude, I don't care how much you make, how much you got. That's not why I'm here. That didn't impress me. You know, take me home. In a date. Don't even worry about it.
I would say that's a good thing. I want you to be honest with us since you're calling in. Now, I will believe that is an issue. I think any man that talks about, like with me, I've gone out, some people recognize me, but I don't sit down and talk about all the stuff I did unless you ask me a question. But my question is, your cockiness is somewhere else, too. Because it's just not in with a man taking you out on a date that says, I can do this, this, or that. That makes it a turnoff for you, and your cockiness come out. So no disrespect, but your cockiness has to come out somewhere else. Because if you have going on like that and probably attract a sister, it should be no problem for dudes to want to go out and figure it out. So where else is your cockiness coming out in?
That's one I might have to sleep on.
We're going to take a nap. And wake up and tell us what you think.
Latrice, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, Latrice.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Latrice.
Matter of fact, Latrice, tell us a little bit. Just give us your contact information because you are a businesswoman and we want to know what you do. Tell us real quick your contact info.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram. It's Latrice Gattison, LatriceGattison. I'm the owner of Visionaire Academy, LLC, and Gattison Enterprises Tax Office. So what I do is business consulting. I turn your vision pretty much into reality. I am a very God-fearing woman, and I have made a few multimillionaires. So that's me, a little bit about me.
Okay. Thank you, Latrice, for calling. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Okay, so I do have one more caller. Caller, if you want to speak, press number 1 before we close out. So, caller, if you want to speak, to actor comedian Dan and Green or actor Damien S. Johnson, press number one, and then I will get you on the air. Okay, so man, Dan, I need to have Dan on this show all the time. He brought that right on out of her, huh?
Yeah, he
wow.
Keep it real.
But let me say something. I made a gang mistake. We all make mistakes. But the problem, let me tell you what the problem is, Racing. And you met me when I was in the ATL shooting that movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know
right.
how I am.
Yeah.
I'm a laid-back type of dude. I observe a lot. You know, I'm not loud on set.
Mm-hmm.
I do what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm getting paid to do that. But my point
mm-hmm.
being is, also, a dude that if it's the truth, it's the truth. I'm not a PC dude because the problem is
right. That's
why people can't get together right now. That's why people ain't have
right. Relationships.
Look, I tell girls, women straight up, I'm not really looking for nothing serious. Now, I love to date you. We can go out, blah, blah, blah. You ain't got to spend no money
mm-hmm.
on me. You do nothing to me for me that makes you think I'm going to be your. You can get me on that because that don't work with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Point
mm-hmm.
meaning, if everyone.
And it's all about being straightforward, yeah.
Man, if everyone, and what I mean, it ain't about being a hoe. It ain't about being, you know, a dude out there trying to play chick. It's about if you're honest about who you are as a person, they're going to
mm-hmm.
see it. See, like I said, your last
uh-huh.
applause, like your other lady said, well, I've been divorced twice. Okay, she's
mm-hmm.
been divorced twice. The question is, she may not be the problem. It might be both times she just picked bad dudes. But guess what?
Uh-huh.
That means she's still the
mm-hmm.
problem because she picked the dudes. So,
uh-huh.
you know what I'm saying? Like this last lady here, 36 years old in Atlanta. Come on, you know she probably got it on driving around the whip. Your attitude's got to be like, look, I got these things because I enjoy them. But my thing is, I don't have no problem sharing it. I don't have no problem being down with you if you come correct. When you
mm-hmm.
tell somebody that you can be a little, I forgot what her terminology was.
Cocky.
You know,
cocky.
Cocky. That's
yeah.
a total
mm-hmm.
turn off for me. That's a total
yeah.
turn off for
mm.
me.
Yeah, man.
Every
yeah.
man. A real man wants to feel like he's needed.
Mm.
And so my point
mm-hmm.
is, like, I tell dudes, don't, like, I hate when dudes go, she need me, she got a house, she got a car, she got, I said, well, she does have a grass in the yard, you might want to cut that. She, I'm quite sure she got some trash in the crib she might need to be at thrown out. Oh, how about washing
right,
the rides?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
everybody need each other. It's the attitude, like I said, behind it. So that's why I'm saying, well,
exactly.
it was easy to read. No disrespect to her, but
right.
it was easy to read. She said that.
Right.
She says, do something with me and say, well, what I can do. The reason is because if you present a certain image of yourself, a dude or a man, depending who he is always going to feel like, well, you know, I could do this for you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's true.
I could do this over you. So, I mean, come on. It's,
yeah.
It's about being.
Yeah, I
mentioned it's about
really
being honest.
Yes. Now, look, we have another caller. You guys ready to take another caller real quick?
Yeah, me and D
yeah.
got it going on. We handling this for it.
Caller, you are on the Don't Be Salty show with actor comedian Danny Green and actor Damien S. Johnson. What say you, caller? Do you have a dating do, don't, or disaster? Or a question?
Or a question?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's Mandelion. How you doing, Racine?
Hey, Mandel, how you doing? It's good to hear
I'm
you.
Good. Yeah, you know, I had to come check you out. But, yeah, you know, I more or less got like I don't have so much a question. It's just, you know,
mm-hmm.
I kind of been listening to the show and everything. And one of
mm-hmm.
the things I've been noticing is just like, you know, like when you got females or even dudes, they got too much preference, right? They got too many rules about, you know, the dude got to have this. He got to, you know, he got to make this type of money. And, you know, but then what you end up doing is passing up a good dude or you pass up a good chick sometimes. You know
okay,
what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
you got too many,
yeah.
you got too many rules
mm-hmm.
in there where,
yeah.
you know, you ain't even open to the situation, you know?
Right.
And without even knowing somebody, like, you know, I was even at work one day and you know, I was, you know, I'm walking, I'm talking to this female and, you know, the dude, she was like, oh, that dude liked me, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's my little work boyfriend. And I was like, oh, that's what's up. And then she's like, but he don't got enough money. He don't make enough. And my first thought was because, like, why? Because he work here? Or, like, what you know what that dude do? And I just happened to know he worked 2 full-time jobs, but she didn't know that. You see?
Right.
But so it's just one of those things or, you know, when people see you with in a relationship or, you know, with somebody and y'all dating And then they'd be like, oh, girl, you know, where you find him at? But it could have been that same chick. They all that good stuff that she's hearing about you.
Same person that they passed up, right?
Right, because she would have been like, oh, he this and this, he that. But then when you start hearing about, you know, man, that dude cook, or he do this and that for me, or, you know, he might have beat it well, whatever the situation be. You know, it's just now you interested. But if that same dude would approach you and you know, and just say, hey, how you doing? Or, you know, you would have looked him up and down, and, you know, you'd have been wondering what type of car he drive or what type of job he got, and not even gave him that chance.
Right, that's true. That's true. Thanks for calling in, Mandel. Now, you sure you don't got a question for these gentlemen? Because they ready to give some advice.
Oh, they ready to give some advice?
Yeah, bro. I can make a comment off of that, but go ahead and get a question.
Okay, well, look, let me ask you this then. How long would y'all say that you would have to be dating somebody before y'all say, like, y'all serious, or, you know, consider yourself to be in a relationship with somebody?
You know, I was going to ask that question. Thanks, Mandel.
You want to go first, D? Hello?
Damien.
You might have got cut up. Is he asleep?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he. I'm going to throw some salt on him, wake him up, make him up.
Hey, D, you there?
Did he get cut off? I don't know if he got cut off or not.
I thought I heard him laughing.
Him,
you probably hung up
no?
with your brother. Damn shit. Am I still in the air?
Yes, you are on the air. You know what? Matter of fact, he got cut off. Maybe he'll call back in. So let me see if he's going to call back in. So what do you say, Dannon? How long before you say, okay, you know what, we've been kicking it, now we in a relationship?
You know how long it is? When one of y'all or both, when both of y'all say that you're the person I want to be with, and you honest about your background, you honest about who you deal with, you honest who you talk to, you honest who you deal with on social media, because that's the big that's the big cheat thing now. People, you can cheat now. You don't get a phone call. You can just go on Facebook all day, so or Instagram, whatever. So I always tell people, when you are honest, when you can say to a person, hey, you know what, you the girl I want to be with, and if somebody hits you on Facebook, I don't like it when people say, like, if a girl says to you, or you say to a girl, well, to show me that you date me, put on Facebook you're in a relationship. That don't mean shit. That don't mean nothing.
Right.
But it really don't. It don't mean nothing. So, you know, my thing is, when y'all both can come honestly and go, it could be the first date, but, like, you know what? You know what? You know, because most of the time a dude, he'll know. He'll be like, all right, man, I like this one. You know what I mean? Or the same thing with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as y'all go, hey, you know, I'm going to be honest about my situation. Especially if y'all have talked and you know each other in terms of, okay, it ain't no problem with the money. It ain't no problem where you live. It ain't no problem where you drive. You know, I like your style, blah, blah, blah. Then you do it. It shouldn't take 3 or 4 weeks. Now, the question is if the person's honest. See, you never really know a person. You know, people say they get married and, like, I didn't know you was like that. Like, a year later.
Right, got to get to know
right.
Yeah.
Because nobody was honest. Nobody really talked about their issues, who they were. So when you can really put that on the table, I don't think it's no time limit.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. But don't you think you got to have time, like, to build with the person where you can work out that time, right, where you can work out, like, you know, whatever it is, like, what you might or might not like about them, or you meet their family, they meet stores, and then everything cool.
Well, but he said, once you guys realize that, but from what I'm understanding, what Dannon said is once each person realizes that that's who they want to be with, and then from there, I guess, get to know them. Right, Dannon?
Yeah, I'm saying that, but what I'm saying, what the brother say, what he's saying is, don't you need to take out the, yeah, like, okay, say, for instance, you do have something that you know about the woman that you dig, I mean, that you don't dig, but you feel like you can work it out. Then you don't commit, and you see if they're willing. You see if they're willing to change. And what I mean by that is, you might point out what your issue is, and then see if they're willing to if it helps them change. The worst thing we do as people is we try to change people. That's the worst thing we can do. You can't change somebody. But if the person's willing to, like for instance, I don't talk to women that smoke. I don't give a freak if you look like Jane Kennedy or Kim, mm-hmm. I'm Kim Kardashian, I don't care who you are. If you smoke cigarettes, you get no play from me. Because
right,
that's just something
right.
that I don't want to do.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't
yeah.
care if you mm-hmm. smoke outside and then chew 20 pieces of gum. I don't care. I ain't saying I ain't going to sleep with you. I'm not going to date you. So I'm saying,
right.
so whatever
wait,
the issue
wait,
is.
Let me just throw a little shot on that. Okay, go ahead.
But you can throw shot on that one. You're going to get it bad.
You can throw shot on that. You can throw shot on that chick that's smoking.
Right, but that's true. He keeping it real.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? And I feel
right.
what he's saying right there because, like, it was a time where I smoked, and, you know, it's been years, though. But, you know, now if I meet a chick, like, I don't care for that. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm good because you got to go through too much. And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to, like, say if you do go outside and smoke, so what? You coming in smelling like cigarette smoke. You know,
right,
or
right.
you know, and then I got a smell of this on your clothes, or we in the car, and you just like, you think because you roll down the window a little bit, it's cool. Like, that ain't it, nah, I think. Nah,
right,
I smell like
right.
something I don't do.
I mean,
you
mm-hmm.
know. Yeah, so I
Hello.
Don't care for that either. Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel you on that. Dan, are you still there? Uh-oh, I hope I didn't make a mistake and cut Dan and off.
Racine, you keep losing your host.
I'm losing
your
all my people. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. What am I doing?
Hey, well, you know what? If you need me, I'll stick around for a while to, you know, say until you can get him back on the line.
Well,
let me
see if I can get Dan and back on the line real quick.
Okay.
I think, I don't even know if he knows I lost him. So, yeah, here he goes.
I
got all excited and I clicked you off. I was all excited talking and stuff.
I don't know if you was excited or you were just hating on me. Like, let me get this nigga off the phone.
Right, right.
That's what I think it was.
Oh my God, you guys had me rolling tonight. But man, that makes a lot of sense, Mandel. What both of you guys are saying. So if it's something that you feel like you can deal with, and you both feel that okay, you want to be together, you can work it out, then that's when you're saying, go ahead and say, look, okay, we're committed to each other, you know, and see if this is something that's gonna work.
Right.
That's what you guys.
Okay.
Say.
Oh, I was gonna say, do you mind if I ask my man another question though, real quick?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it was like a topic that I had on Sunday, so I just kind of want to know. So,
is this a caller? Is this the caller?
Yeah, this is the caller. This is the caller. This is the man that we on.
Y'all, stay down south, man. I ain't know who was who. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I'm from Cleveland, though. I'll let you know. I'm from Cleveland. I just stay in Atlanta. Yeah.
Cool me, dog. I'm a Buckeye.
Oh, okay, well, then you already know. 31st.
I went to Ohio State, man, so we good. It's all good, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Buckeye fan, too. You already know what it is, dude. All
right.
And,
okay.
Like I said, it was a question I had earlier this week, which is, you know, the side piece or the main piece, right? Who get the holidays?
Who get what?
Oh.
Who get the holiday? Who get to spend, like, Christmas or New Year's with you? Like, who get the holidays? You know, it's the holiday season. And it was just like a personal question that I kind of had on something
if
that
you
I
had
did
a side
this
piece,
Sunday.
I'm throwing some salt on you if you got a side piece.
I'm not saying me. It's just a question now. It's just a question.
Oh, right.
You know,
yeah.
whether there's been something in the past or something that you got going on right now, you know, I just want to know, like, who get that main holiday? Who get to go meet the fam?
Well, Racine, act like she wants to say something, so I ain't going to talk till she's talking. Go ahead, Racine. What you going to say?
No, I was just going to ask you, would you even go through all that, having a side piece and a main piece and all that, and trying to decipher who's going to be who on the holidays and all that?
Racine, come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's cut the crap out. We know 500 million people got that going on, men and women, so let's just go ahead and
personally.
Oh, I ain't got no side piece. I'm single.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you
and
would.
See, there's no title
I'm
like that.
Let me answer the brother's question.
Okay.
The one that gets the holiday is two. Here's the two situations. The one that ain't going to cost you the most and the one that makes you happy. And what I mean cost you the most is if you break up with them or they catch you, Who catches? Which one's gonna cost you the most? Is the side piece gonna cost you the most, or is the one that you call your main girl gonna cost you the most? That means if you marry, you should be doing
different.
It. But
that's
what I'm saying.
That's different.
Right. My thing is, hey, the side piece already know. She knows she's the side piece.
Mm-hmm.
See, a real dude gonna let the side piece know she's a side piece, and then ain't gonna be no problem.
Mm-hmm.
See,
right.
That's what I do.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
that's
I've had partners ask me, should I tell her? And I've been like, you better tell her, because if not,
mm-hmm.
she's gonna expect that time.
But you know what?
Now,
tell me if you agree with this. Now, there's times when you supposed to have an understanding, and she realized she's a side piece, right? And you they know that. Like, they know about the main chick. The main chick don't know about her. But, you know, after a while, she gets tired of being a side piece, and she starts, having these feelings.
See, I feel
so
on that whole damn situation, though.
But it happens, is my point, is that it happens, though.
I know.
I'm not talking about nothing that ain't on no everyday thing.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Right. And I'm just saying,
like,
because this dude, because sometimes these side pieces be trying to, you know, they be working hard to be the main, because, you know, at one point, there was a time that main piece was a side piece.
Look, bro, they all
man.
I didn't mean to change the subject. I'm just saying.
I'm going to help you out real quick.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of stress when you got the mm-hmm. side piece. And if she don't know her position, and it's not mm-hmm. being disrespectful, but if she doesn't know
right.
her position, and then a side piece, because
mm-hmm.
side
mm-hmm.
piece know their position. So my whole thing has always been, hey, if you don't know how to handle both of them, then you better handle one and leave it alone.
Right.
Because come Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
come Christmas, and come New Year, everybody want to know.
That. That's right.
Listen, if you're a real G, which you sound like you are, not saying it was you, then it ain't gonna bother you anyway how it goes. See what I'm
right.
saying?
Right. Right.
I'm tired of you. All right, well, I'm gonna holler at you and keep it pushing.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But see, I just really focused on that whole situation. Off. I see. Yeah.
I'm just saying that's a real topic, it happens though.
That's what people are dealing with for real though.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, Richie.
I've seen you in person.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't be no side piece. I wouldn't need one. You good.
Okay.
You good.
Oh.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro.
That's how you get out of trouble.
See, I'm out of trouble now.
Right. You know,
let him know
you the main.
Well, that's cool. I really appreciate that. Look,
that makes it all better that you the main, but that don't mean he can't have a side, but okay.
Hey, don't start. Hey, you know what? Come to think about that. You right, Mandel. I'm the main, but hey, who you got on the side?
Right.
Well, what I'm saying is with you, ain't no need for
uh-huh.
a real side piece.
Oh, he's so sweet.
You know what? All jokes aside, let me say something
uh-huh.
to all your listeners. I don't know
okay.
how many listeners you have. But let me say something uh-huh. to you on the real.
Uh-huh.
When a man and a woman is happy, they ain't
uh-huh.
thinking about nobody else.
Right.
That's
you
right.
Now, look, men, because of who we are in our makeup,
uh-huh.
we will look all day. We go out with our boys
uh-huh.
and drink.
Uh-huh.
But when a dude is really happy, that's
yeah.
when he goes, yo, man, where you going? Going home, then. Whipped. She
right.
my girl.
Right.
Right.
When a man ain't happy,
mm-hmm.
that's when, you know, issues start coming in. With women,
right.
when they not happy, that's when the girlfriends come in, and then that's when
mm-hmm.
the issues come in. Because your girlfriends
right.
are popping up your head. You don't need to be with the situation, because you got to remember, men are visual. Women are emotional. A woman,
mm-hmm.
that's why it always kills. That's why it kills a man when a woman cheats on a man, because a man knows when his woman cheats on him, if she ain't no hoe, somebody got to her. That dude got her mind enough,
right?
His,
right.
Her interest
yeah.
enough to go ahead and say, "I'm gonna give it to you, and I don't care who I hurt." Where a man,
right.
you know, not that it makes it right, but mm-hmm. you know, we'll hit everything walking, but won't give a squat about it because we know mm-hmm. who we're gonna care for. So it's
exactly.
so it's visual. But when a man does it, I mean,
yeah.
when a woman does it, trust and believe.
It's different, yeah, because he
and
got
that's
to
when
her heart.
He got he, no, nah. Always remember this too. Let me say something to y'all. It ain't the heart. Let me tell you what it
tell
is. The heart and the mind are emotional things. The heart will lie
okay.
to the mind, and the mind will lie to the heart. But what won't lie
mm.
to you is your gut. So when that person
mm.
feels it down there, when a woman says, "I feel like he's doing something," that ain't the heart of the mind. She knows something going on, and that's when she starts
mm-hmm.
falling apart. So
mm.
don't get into all that. My heart, that's a bunch of crap. That's a bunch of crap. Everybody going to lie to everybody.
Well, look, but, Mandel, I'm working on having a co-host for this show, and his name is Danny Green.
Hey, Danny Green, hey, Danny Green don't work for free. I'm Hollywood, baby. Shoot, you got to throw some checks out here. Yeah, man, me and Dan will be on the radio talking about all this stuff and not get paid.
Giving all this free advice, huh?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
I'm in Hollywood, baby. You gotta eat. You know how it is out here.
I know. Thank
bro,
you so
bro,
much,
you
Dan,
in Hollywood?
For being my special guest. Hell yeah, he's in Hollywood.
Okay, that's what's
Dan,
up.
Dan, matter of fact, Dan, and tell us everything you got going on before we close out.
Nope.
And please.
You
should have
told
me. That's what I did, but this is what I have my guests do before we close out. I always tell them, you know, what they got going
okay.
on, where they can catch them at,
well,
stuff like that.
Well, obviously I do stand-up comedy, so I have a lot of shows that I do in town, some out town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of an – I do a lot of acting, too, and I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I was just on Real Husbands of Hollywood with Kevin Hart on – I don't know if anybody watches that show, but
mm-hmm.
I was on an episode called it was called Raising a Negro in the Sun. And I was the guy that played Loogie. I was the guy that played Nelly's boy who came back to harass
mm-hmm.
Nelly. So
mm-hmm.
They're actually thinking about it. Hopefully, if it comes back, they may even bring me back for another episode. But I got three films in the can. The one film I did down in Atlanta called The Hills. Then I have another
mm-hmm.
film in the can called Civilian Life, and then I have another film in the can called Happy Hour. Those are all in the can right now. And
oh,
then
okay.
this, you know, yeah, and then I have some shows coming up. And then I also did a pilot presentation that is being looked at with Michael Collier
mm-hmm.
called
Mikasa.
And we showed that
mm-hmm.
I played one of his friends in the pilot with Michael Collier. So I got a lot of things on the table.
Wow.
And, you know, and I'm hustling, I'm grinding. You can follow me on Dan and Green. 66, that's Dannon, D-A-N-N-O-N, Dannon Green, 66,
mm-hmm.
that's on Instagram. And then Facebook, my name, Dannon, D-A-N-N-O-N, I always tell people, like the yogurt, Dannon Green, G-R-E-E-N-O-E.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tweet, but I don't tweet a lot. I'm not really big with Twitter yet, you know.
Yeah,
so
me neither, yeah.
But it's comedian Dannon Green on Twitter. So if you
okay.
want to follow me, then I have a Facebook page called I Don't Want No Trouble, and that's like my fan page called I Don't Want No Trouble, so you can
that's,
always hit me up.
That's the name of it? Okay. and you just finished that play, a few months ago, right?
Oh, yeah. I 2 months ago, I did this play called, it was a big play, too, God, with Don Lewis.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's
wow, so you just so busy. You just got, like, a
yeah.
lot going on.
It was a good play.
Cool.
It was a good play. Yeah,
so I
appreciate
I'm
you
very,
the show.
Yeah, and I appreciate you coming on, Dan, and I really appreciate it. I want to thank you. I'm grateful that you took time out of your busy schedule to even chat with us and just, you know, have fun with us and give some advice
well,
on that.
Like Dee said and we said earlier, the main thing about me, nothing, the main
mm-hmm.
thing about me is I keep it 100. I ain't never changed. You know, yesterday I was golf with Anthony Anderson, Chris Spencer, Joe Torre, you know, in the big golf tournament. You saw the pictures. I'm the same dude off stage as I am on stage, in front of the camera, behind the camera. I just keep it 100 and do what I got to do to make it out here.
Wow, yeah, and I appreciate that. I mean, you can really tell when people, when you're very genuine, you can tell. You know, other people, they get to the status that you are and they do some of the things that you've done and then all of a sudden their head is in the cloud, but you always keep it 100, and I really appreciate that. And I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight.
All right, no problem. I appreciate you having me. I love to do your show again, you know,
okay,
and just let me know.
Cool.
Slap me a paycheck. We good.
Hey, look, I will make the money, and then I will. Then I'll be like, okay, Dennis. So, Mandel, tell us real quick about your radio show so people can check you out, too.
All right. So, real quick, you know, because Racine know me. She calling me all by my government. But, yeah, you know, like, I also go by Mandelion. I'm actually a producer, so, you know, I do music, I produce music, I write. I'm actually working with a lot of different artists that I'm planning on working with this year coming up. I also have a radio show on Spreaker.com called Behind Closed Doors with Mandelion, which I actually do talk about relationships. So that topic about the side piece and the main piece was my topic for my show that I just had on Sunday. That's why I kind of, you know, wanted to ask y'all about that. But yeah, so, but like I said, you can find me on that. I got a Facebook page, it's Mandelion. You can check me out on Instagram as DA1 Mandelion. And like I said, I'm doing that show, and I also do another show on Spreaker.com, another podcast called The Eat, Sleep, Grind, and Repeat, because that's what we do show with my man, the number one Chief Rocker, Jersey Burns.
Thank you.
Because
you
was
so
on
much.
That, and you remember that.
Right. Thank you so much, Mandel, for joining us. I want to thank actor Damien S. Johnson for joining us, too. His phone kept cutting off on him. But he's actually an actor. He's working with comedian Brandon Skanovich on his new movie that's going to be coming out, a short film called For the Love of Mother. He also has a lot of other films that he's in, that he's a part of. He's up and coming. Matter of fact, that's one of the reasons why I wanted him to be on tonight, Dan, so he could connect with you, because he's an up-and-coming actor himself. And, you know, I always do a little networking thing. So, Damien.
Yeah, shout out to Brandon.
You know, yeah, just shout out to Brandon. Shout out to Damien. Damien, you know, just do your little networking thing, connect with Dannon as well. But other than that, I want to thank everybody else on my callers for calling in. I want to thank everybody for joining in. I want to thank Maxine Jones for giving me this platform to do my show and my other shows on. And Dannon, when you get a chance, maybe I have you on Conversations with a Black Man, and we just talk about everything that you're doing, because you got so much going on. You know, I'll just love to,
you know. Hit me up. Let me know.
Yep.
I'm definitely down. And just let me know what's happening.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming on tonight. I appreciate you. You guys have a good night.
Okay. Good night.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight. Check me out on my website, thinkblessed.com. Check out my book. I have a book called Success Looks Good on Me. And I also do another show, like I was saying, called Conversations with a Black Man. So just check out everything that I'm doing, and call in. Be a part of the show. Be a panelist. If you have a good topic that you want to talk about, get at me with that and get on the show. But other than that, have a great night, everybody. Check me out on my next Don't Be Salty All About Relationships show.
Grab your salt, take a seat. We ain't looking for a fight. Relationship questions gonna be answered on tonight. My panelist ain't analyst, ain't sweating your confessions.
you need on you? I said my auntie, and you know this, do you salty? Man, you so salty.
That's the phrase I sense makes the heart grow.
That's a lie.